10, 13 and 16. Race 4, number 5, Lady Moochie, 8 in position, 9 Noir, and the emergencies 13 and 16. 5, 8, 9, 13 and 16 out of the 4th. Race 5, number 6, Capabile, 13 Sulian and 14 Red Hearts, 6, 13 and 14. Race 6 clear and Newcastle Race 7, take out 7 Cosmic Rush, 8 Regal Rojo and 14 Snitz Kiss, 7, 8 and 14. That's the information for Newcastle, that's a meeting on the course proper. Now the other New South Wales meeting at Casino has been called off. The track was deemed unsafe for racing yesterday, completely waterlogged, so no TAB meeting today at Casino. Repeating, tomorrow's TAB meeting at Nowra has already been called off as well. To Mornington in Victoria, it's fine, good four, and the rail is true. We got told earlier in the day there is the chance of maybe some showers through the day, so we'll just have to monitor that with that. Now, let's just see if we can get these scratchings up. Here they go. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 7, a little bit of class, and 9, Chester Angel, 7 and 9 out of the second. Race 3, number 6, Red Alto, and 7, Gladstone, 6 and 7 out of the third. Race 4, number 11, Pastrophe, number 11. Race 5 is clear. Race 6 at Mornington, number 10, Centium, 14, Arujo, and 15, Sebring Sun, 10, 14 and 15. The Cup is Race 7, take out 4 Assign, 9 Goldstream and 13 Adirondack, 4, 9 and 13 out of the 7th. Race 8, number 5 Scraps, 6 Soju Warrior and 10, number 8 Tamarack. So 5, 6 and 8 are out of Race 8. And Race 9, number 4 Star Fortune, 5 In Fairness and 12 Valderrama, 4, 5 and 12. One rider that you'll need, race 7, number 16, Unfurl, is Ben Allen. Race 7, number 16, Ben Allen. That's the information for Mornington. Let's go to Doomben. They had 100 millimetres of rain in Brisbane during the week fall at Doomben. The track's a heavy 10. It is overcast with a penetrometer of 6.25. These are the current scratchings. I'll give them to you in numbers. Race 1, take out 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. At the moment, take out 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10 out of the first. Race 2, the scratchings are 3 and 7. 3 and 7 out of the second. Race 3 at the moment is clear. Race 4 at the moment, take out 1 and 12. 1 and 12. Race 5, the scratchings are 1, 2, 5, 10, 12, 14 and 16. So currently out of the fifth, 1, 2, 5, 10, 12, 14 and 16. Race 6, the current scratchings are 2, 5, 6, 10, 13, 14 and 15. 2, 5, 6, 10, 13, 14 and 15. Race 7 at Doomben, the current scratchings are 1, 5, 7, 8, 12, 13, 15 and 18. 1, 5, 7, 8, 12, 13, 15 and 18. And race 8, take out 8, 9, 10, and then all of these emergencies. 17, 18, 19, 20 and 22. So there's currently 39 scratchings for Doomben. We'll update those again once we get to Michael Maxworthy a little while later. Morfordville Park's in Adelaide. The track is a good four. The weather is overcast. The penetrometer 5.46. And these are interim. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 5, One Wood, number 5. The 3rd, number 2, Goose Green and 4LZ, 2 and 4. The 4th, number 7, Poppy Holler, 10, Blonde Voyage, and 13, Spying on You, 7, 10 and 13. Race 5 at Morfordville Parks, take out 3, Red Begonia, number 3. Races 6 and 7 are clear, and race 8, take out 9, Spirit of Endeavour, race 8, number 9. The track there is rated good, a good four, penetrometer 5.46. And on Sky Sports Radio, Peter Ellis will preview that program right on 11 o'clock. They're the scratchings, and after this, we'll start looking at BMW Day at Rose Hill.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins, and freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Oh, well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Medaglia Doro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full vet inspection. Find out more. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucrative Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucrative Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucrative Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucrative Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockeys Backside.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love our $150,000 first four jackpot on the BMW at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Glenn Munsey has joined us out here in our OB van at Rose Hill. Ron Duffersey is with us after his sausage roll breakfast. And also joining us right now is, along with Mike Fraser, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, Mark Van Gestel. Mark, the good news is, as I say, good morning, sunshine out here at Rose Hill. And it can only slowly improve the track in some sort of way. We're at least on a heavy nine.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Look, it was pleasant this morning to actually walk a track without having any rain falling while we're actually walking the track. So, look, it's in pretty good condition considering what we had to endure last Saturday. And, it's certainly better kicking off on a better base than what we were last Saturday as well.
Yeah, and obviously they're saying some showers, but they're saying late in the day very much. It could even be tonight. So let's hope that's the case. Righto, Mark, what have you got for us?
Yeah, Andrew, in the first race, Smooth Landing, Rose Hill on the 11th of March, was beaten sixth, linesman finishing seventh behind Tulip. About the 200-metre mark, it had to steady away from Hills when awkwardly placed close, then shifted back to the inside where I thought it found the line quite well given the incident that it struck about that point of the race. Go to the second race, Andrew, and Del Cielo at Randwick on the 4th of March in the Challenge Stakes, beaten seven lengths behind English, but near the 300 metres, it had to be checked when it was crowded towards the outside fence. It also had a pretty tough run, raced wide without cover in the early stages, so it had some excuses in the run. I take you then over to the BMW, Who Shot the Barman, beaten five lengths and finishing six behind Tavago on the Sky High, but about the 150, it just raced in restricted room, and then shortly after, it was held up for clear running and probably didn't get out into the concluding stages, and it sort of should have finished a little closer than what the form suggests behind Tavago. In the binary, Andrew, La Bella Diosa at Rose Hill on the 11th of March. It tailed out behind Heavens Above in the Coolmore, but it post-race was found to be coughing, and we've received the necessary veterinary clearances, which has included a scope, so it might just pay to forget that performance having regard to the veterinary issues post-race. And then finally in the eighth event, a couple of horses to mention, Dixie Blossom in the Coolmore. It raced wide without cover and its effort in the circumstances wasn't too bad, I didn't think. And also out of the Coolmore, so Euro Angel only beat one home. But look, it just raced very keenly in the run and refused to settle. And consequently, it was left without a finishing effort. So it did have a laceration post race to its near Port Kennan as well. So probably some excuses for both those horses, Andrew.
Okay, for the Emancipation. And Mark, just one quick one, mate, if we can, and we can talk more about this at a longer time, but the rule of racing with our Ivanhoe, is that something that you're keen to look at, that the horse could have been scratched yesterday, or are you happy with the rule that the horse is eligible to stay there until you know the meeting is definitely on?
No, look, it's probably something we need to look at, Andrew, the reinstatement of scratchings if a meeting's postponed. I suggest the rule's probably becoming a little outdated now. So, look, it's a national rule that needs to go through Racing Australia. So we'll have a look at it soon and make some recommendations. But, it's probably not all that satisfactory when we know a horse is to be scratched from a Group 1 and we haven't got it out of the markets until this morning.
Yeah, understand. All right, thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you out here.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffesy, Mike Fraser, they're going to be giving you the winners. And Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au is here as well. Munns, good morning to you. And it's just good to be here at the races with a bit of sun out, mate.
Yeah, I thought the lights were on, Andrew. You look out here and the umbrella stayed in the car. And just hope we get right through the day.
Yeah,
and
let's hope so.
The other thing is, hopefully rain's all gone now when we get to Randwick next week, because I'm sick and tired of going there on Championship Day and getting the rain.
Yeah. Anyway, let's hope today is going to be clear and we can see some thrilling racing. Let's get to this two-year-old race, the Schwepp of Essence. You'll be enjoying a few of those today. Kicks off at 12:20, Glenn.
Yeah, just checking that customer there having 2,000 on Humidor in the BMW. But in the first year, the Schwepp of Essence, we start with Murahib, who has the stallion chain on today at $4.40. Albumin is an $8 chance. Astoria, $3.20 in favourite. Marsupial at $9.50. All Too High Ing with a tongue tie on at $18. The Mission at $26. Bidwee with blinkers on but the winkers off. Merchant Navy is out, no deduction. Reflectivity out, 3 cents to win, 4 cents a place. Villa Carlotta is a $6 chance. Fager came out yesterday, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. She's on cue at $9. Smooth Landing at $10. And Whispered Secret came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Best supported runner here is the favourite in Astoria, coming up that midweek win at Warwick Farm. Second pick dollar wise is All Too High Ing. And third pick is just Villa Carlotta over Marsupial.
Did Muharib run last night?
No, it's a different horse, Ron. You texted me the other night.
Oh, no, that's when you sent it to me.
Yeah. And I said, it's Murakeb that ran at Moonee Valley in the first.
Good to see you studying the form.
The speed in the race, well, with these two-year-olds, there's not a whole heap of the exposed wet track form, so this could be a bit different. But I had the Mission going forward from an inside draw. Albumin from a wider draw, possibly coming across to sit outside it. The top weight Murahib won't be too far away with Bidwee. And the other one that you may want to mention would be this favourite, Astoria. From an awkward draw, 1,100 to 1,400. Whether they go forward or go back, I'm not really sure with that. But it's a little bit of a messy map, this one, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. But I did think the two fastest horses were the Mission and Bidwee, but I could see Astoria going forward there out wide as well. But look, I like this horse, Astoria. I think he was very impressive at Warwick Farm. I know it mightn't have been a strong race, but Mr. Grump's come out of there and won since. I thought he was very impressive. It was a wet track. There is a little issue with him, 11 to 1400, but John seems to think he's going to make a miler. I'll gamble with his potential here to beat 10 Villa Carlotta. Well, she comes out of that race with the Quinella of the Golden Slipper. That's well documented. I think she's a really lovely filly. Gets Bowman on board today. Her first start in a race was very good, I thought, winning at Randwick. 13 Smooth Landings, the one at odds here for sure, although it's been trimmed up a bit and to $10 now. But she's a real improver. She's crying out for 1,400, and I reckon she's ready to surprise a few at the double-figure odds here. She's a definite saver for me and for Marsupial. Nice horse who wasn't suited in a slowly run Black Opal, and I think he has some nice form lines for this race. I must say, I did have Muharib there, and I was something in my head said he was running last night. So he's another horse. He looks a real, real nice type. But let's say 3, 10, 13, 4 at this stage.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with the 3, Astoria. Pretty impressive there, winning at Warwick Farm. Showed plenty of good style. Was in the best part of the track, I do concede, but seemed to do it with consummate ease. I think 1,400 metres is going to be ideal. Just the first 300 or 400 is going to tell the tale. It just gets into the right spot. I think the race is there for the taking. Got it on top of the top weight. Comes to Sydney with very solid form. Won on debut at Morphettville. Followed that up with only a small field, but a good win at Sale. Had far too much to do in the Blue Diamond. Was never on the track. Month between runs, out to 1,400 metres. So probably took a little bit of time to get over that tough Blue Diamond run. So it ticks quite a few boxes for this race. Number 13, Smooth Landing. I've been impressed, quietly impressed with both its runs in the Sweet Embrace and Magic Knight. It's got to the line in the latter stages in both those races, and they were both on wet tracks. 1,400 looks ideal. And number 10, Villa Carlotta. Good maiden win, and as Ronnie pointed out, followed the Quinella home in the Golden Slipper at last start. That was on that bottomless track also, so no issue there. I'm 3-1, 13 and 10.
Okay, so 3-1, 13 and 10 for Mike. Darren Flindell likes 3 to be 10, 2 and 6. 3, 10, 2 and 6 in the first four, Darren Flindell. Race 2, Glenn, a little field here with the scratchings, but still a good deal of interest in the Star Kingdom.
Yeah, the E-Group Security. E-Group Security Star Kingdom. I think one of their employees is out the front here. He's ordering the cars out here this morning. We've got Artistry came out today. 8 cents a win and nothing to place the deduction there. We've got Danish Twist, $3.80. Impending, $3.80. Jungle Edge, $3.40 and favourite now.
Wow.
Savaro is out, 3 cents a win, nothing the place. Sought After, 10. Sorry, Jungle Edge has got a visor on today, but the blinkers have come off from last Saturday. Sought After at 10. Dal Cielo with the synthetic hoof filler on at 5.50. Cadero's at 14. And Wouldn't It Be Nice at 26. Well, this went up $15, Jungle Edge, in the all-in market. It went up $11 in the final field market. Even with Artistry and Savaro still in the race, it was into $4.80. And with Artistry and Savaro out this morning, is now the favourite. And you're going to find this is a shock. Yes, the most popular runner. Over 50% of the money invested on the race is on Jungle Edge here. Second pick is Danish Twist.
Can I just... why would he have gone up 15 on Monday?
Because he was 100 to 1 the other day.
Yeah, the SP profile. Yeah. You know, I know it was a group one the other day. Plus the fact that, you know, this is 1,200, where his stats are probably not as good as 1,000.
Okay.
And there was, you know, there was a lot more than 9 in the field as well on Monday.
I must say, when I was doing the form on Wednesday, I didn't include him. And when $11 went up, I said, geez, that's overs. Mm. But now it's rock bottom.
That is now. Mike, how do you see it race 2 here for pace?
Well, I see there's no problem with him running 1,200. The horse has won over 1,400, so I don't think that's an issue with Jungle Edge. He goes straight to the front. He's clearly the best wet tracker in the race. He's probably the best wet tracker at the meeting. He leads unopposed from Cadero. Dal Cielo up to 1,200. You know, can get into a rhythm pretty quick from an inside draw. And what do they say they're going to do with Impending, Ron?
I had him going forward. John has him going back.
Okay, yeah, well...
So we'll mark him midfield or worse.
Yeah, this favourite leads on his own then.
Yeah, true. Look, I want to make a case for Impending here. I think he's going to be a little softer in the market here, but he just may have taken a couple of runs to come to hand. Thought he was disappointing when he was, not fancied... pretty well, he was easy in the market first up. I thought he was much better on the very, very heavy last time at Randwick. That was a Group 1 race. And look, I can see he found the fast lane there. But third up, two runs under his belt, dropping in grade. I think he has to get another chance in a race like this. Dal Cielo, similar. He comes out of a weight for age like race last time. Now back to a handicap, completely different situation. He'll get a nice little sit behind this lot, and I'm happy to give him another chance. I know he was beaten at the time, but he got put over the outside fence there early in the straight when beaten. So that margin of 7.3 behind him the other day should be half of that. Jungle Edge, no knock at all, especially because he's put two good runs together. If he would have just fluked that one the other day, I'd say, oh, no. He's gross unders here, but he did it in both races, the Challenge and the Galaxy. So we must respect him on that form now, and he's right in this race. And don't doubt the class of Danish Twist. I know she's 1,500 back to 1,200 very quickly here, but we saw what happened out of that race last night with Silent Sedition, and hers was a similar type performance. So just needs cover from that awkward draw, because, as we keep saying, I don't like it from outside draws because she needs cover. 3, 7, 4, and 2.
Excuse me, I'm with Jungle Edge here. I thought he's been terrific both runs back, the Challenge and the Galaxy. He fought on like a caged lion last week. He's on the backup. He's reacted quite nicely on the backup before. As I just said a couple of minutes ago, he's clearly the best wet tracker in the race, probably at the meeting. And, you know, if he times it right in front, he's going to take a lot of running down. I thought the danger was number 7, Del Cielo. Pretty much everything Ronnie said there. Things didn't go to plan the other day. When he tried to get to the outside, he got put up the fence. And then, look, he didn't drop off after that. He held his ground. I think if he can get a nice, cosy run here from that inside draw, and when he does let loose, he has got a good turn of foot. So, and his wet track form's not too bad. 4 to beat 7, 2 Danish Twist, coming back in distance. She's done this 4 times before, come back in distance and managed to win that next run. So not really a problem with her there, but I think the point Ronnie made is the true one. She does need to get a bit of a smother so she doesn't get too fired up, but back in distance, no issue there. And for 4th, number 8, Cadiro, another one that's probably the second best wet tracker in the race and looks likely to get a nice, cosy run. He's rock hard fit and he's been very, very consistent of late. 4, 7, 2, and 8.
For Darren Flindell, it's also 4 Jungle Edge to beat 3, 2, and 7. 4, 3, 2, and 7 in the Star Kingdom.
Just looking at the horses that were nominated for this race that didn't pay up, that were a shorter price than Jungle Edge. You had Secret Agenda was $11. Target in Sight was $11. Curo was $7. So that's, you know, when
so
he
they were the
15.
Off the original.
Yeah, that was
market.
Off the all in market. And if you're put it this way, you're on Jungle Edge at $15 all in.
You're going
happy
right.
Days. You've got $15.
Righto. Let's move to race 3. The Neville Selwood here, Group 3 level. Lloyd Williams hoping for just the right victory today, rather than losing one on protest that happened last week.
Yeah, and he'll be able to read it in the Daily Telegraph, the results anyway, because they're the sponsor. We've got a sign here at $12. Single Gaze blinkers off today. Astronomos, $15, sorry. Astronomos favourite, $2.20. Classic Uniform is a $9 chance. Slow Pace at $31. Floodlight with the synthetic hoof filler on at $6. Lord d'Air at $61. Ambiance at $8. And Zasorceress is a $6.50 chance. It is Astronomos here, and no other runner has any interest in it whatsoever. And here's another case. It went up $4 in the all-in market, so and had been 280 into 220 in the final field.
Okay, speed in the race. Well, Classic Uniform, rock hard fit. It'll roll to the front, take up the running. Lord D'Air will cross and possibly get into second spot. Maybe Single Gaze, getting a little bit fitter and up to 2,000 metres, can hold some sort of a spot. And the rest of them like to sort of sit away a bit. So I think Classic Uniform can roll to the front unopposed.
I think his sign will be ridden much more aggressive today now that he's had a run under his belt. He led all the way winning the Herbert Power last preparation and was up running second up in the Harry White last prep as well. So I'm saying they're fair dinkum today and he presses forward. Look, I'm with the favourite, Rock Bottom Odds now, because there are dangers here. I'll put him on top, Astronomers. The timing's perfect. Third up off a very soft win. Wasn't really a contest that last race, though. It was an absolute trot and canter, and he just ploughed through the conditions. So, look, he's the one to beat. I'm definitely saving at that $12 on a sign. He's had a month since that first up run, but he won the Herbert Power in the spring. And look, he's a second up. His second up form's great, and I'm not too concerned with him on a wet track. So he's here to run well at odds. 6 Floodlight is an improver. Just was very soft there first up and was run through the line very, very nicely. The horse I'm terrified of is this Melbourne mare, Zasorceress. She's a Zabil where the blinkers went on last time and she flew. So now that she's got these blinkers on, judge her on that last start performance where she was in the wrong part of the track and she was very, very, very good. And she has been to Sydney last season. 3, 1, 6 and beware of 9.
Yeah, I'm with Astronomus. been not quite progressive both runs his prep. As we just said, he strolled in last start at Randwick on that heavy track. His best form is on soft ground. He's clearly a really good wet tracker. Third up here, staying at 2,000. Small enough field. He's just got to get into the right spot, and he looks too good for them. I thought Classic Uniform would run a cheeky race here, rolling along in front. He's rock hard fit, having his ninth run this preparation. He's never been too far away. He's got three wins and a number of minor placings. He's another that does get through the ground without any issues. And as I say, should take plenty of running down. Five slow pace. Look, never really wins, but I thought his first up effort was good enough in the Ajax, where he came through along the fence in the worst ground. It was never a winning chance, but, you know, I thought the run was okay, especially for a 2,000-metre race second up. And he does get through slow ground quite well. And for fourth, number six, Floodlight, comes out of that same race in the Ajax. He got to the best part of the track and still couldn't get past slow pace. And there is a bit of difference in their prices here. But, look, I think they'll be fighting out the miners maybe, but I think three looks too good for them. Four might take some catching also. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Darren Flindell likes five slow pace here for Chris Lees to beat 6, 8 and 4. 5, 6, 8 and 4 for Darren in the Neville Selwood race number 3. Back in a moment on Racing HQ to look at the Doncaster Prelude.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines carefully selected. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Visit inglis.com.au.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Karen from Currajong Kitchen. We've hired many employees from Nova Employment. They take the time to understand our recruitment needs and match up great workers with ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the latest on the championships every day. When Andrew Bensley returns Tuesday morning at 9, he'll have the final fields for the Doncaster, TJ Smith, Australian Derby and Sires. Only on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
AshtyVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AshtyVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AshtyVita.com.au.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $150,000 first four jackpot on the BMW at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Race number 4 is the Ridges Parramatta, Ron, and we've been staying there over the road. They've looked after us with the form guides this morning outside the door there. The only thing that was missing this week was just those little fancy chocolate cakes when we rolled in yesterday.
No macaroons and mud cake.
But I tell you something.
Got that place card?
I've still got it there.
They've done well with the form guides the last couple of weeks.
I was going to say, you know, what happened to form guide gate, but it's all been fixed.
It was there this morning, let's move to the market here. Ron and Mike Fraser with us, and this is the Ridges Parramatta Doncaster Prelude.
And a very interesting runner here, the toppy in Pornichet, that Tony Brazel made at one of his tips this morning off the trials at Cranbourne.
Was it
Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Yeah. It's a $21 chance. It never made the photos in Western Australia in the three runs it had there. It's $21. Labaz with the winkers on today at $41. Kenja Wood is a $6 chance. Rudy at $5. Marinostro at $7.50. New Tipperary came out this morning, 12 cents to win nothing the place. Spectroscope, the favourite at $3. Echo Effect, and there was a note from the stewards yesterday, it's carrying normal plates. I think there was concussion plates listed, but it's normal plates
in front. Echo Effect at $4.20. No Doubts at 14. And Lanciato came out this morning, 4 cents a win and nothing the place. Best supported runner here is Rudy, but he's always a very, very popular horse, no matter where he runs, and especially when he runs on a rain-affected track. Second pick is Spectroscope. And a third pick would be now just Kenja Wood in front of Marinostra.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race is drawn inside. Lee Baz from Barrier 1 will press forward and take up the running. I think Echo Effect, drawn directly outside it, will probably drop in behind with Pawn O'Shea. And the other runner that I've got going forward is No Doubt from a wide draw. It'll come across and try and find some sort of a spot. And then maybe Kenja Wood three pairs back.
Yeah, he likes to chip away when he's fit up to these sort of distances, Kenja Wood. But I think that you're right with those two inside-drawn horses. They should dictate. I'm with the favourite. I know this is a step up for him, Spectroscope, but I thought he had scope to improve the other day, and he got the job done well, leading Extensible there. 53 kilos on his back. Last look at them. I do take in mind that John just says be a little bit, he's a bit unknown on real heavy tracks, so that's the gamble in this race with him. But I really thought he may have been one of the safer gambles of the day here. I think Rudy's his danger. He was terrific first up at Doomben, and he does get his preferred wet track with good second up form here. He's in the mix somewhere. Five, Marinostro. Looks like he's been trained up to run well first up. Didn't sort of come up in two runs last preparation. And a huge respect for Kenja Wood here, number three. He's had his two runs back now. He's ready to go, and he's a tough on pacer whose third up form reads very, very well, and the heavy is a double tick. 7, 4, 5, and 3.
Yeah, I'm 7, 4, 3, and 5. I just switched the back end around there. A Spectroscope for me. Couldn't be more impressed than when he won there at his Australian debut at Rose Hill. Came off a mediocre tempo and just rounded them up. And, you know, he looked quite stylish going to the line. Horse that's obviously looking for further. I take the point that he's unproven on the heavy, but that track the other day at Rose Hill, you know, was sufficiently wet, and he got through that quite well. Rudy's the danger, number four. He should have won first up at Doomben. He had no luck at all in the straight. He was weaving and racing tight, and you know, he really did get to the line quite strongly. He's got great second-up form. I think he's probably one of the better wet trackers in the race, so all goes well for him running a nice race. Three, Kenja Wood for third. He's fitted for two nice runs in Melbourne, both at Flemington over 1,400. He's also a really, really good wet tracker, and Ronnie made the point there, he's really good third up, so he ticks a lot of boxes to suggest he's going to run a good race. And for fourth, number five, Marinostro. He's first up. He's won three of his last four fresh runs. Only last prep was the one where he failed. And, you know, I don't want to sound repetitive, but he's another that really does excel in the wet. I think this is the one race where all the good wet trackers are coming together. I'm 7, 4, 3, and 5.
Yeah, 7 as well here for Darren Flindell to beat 8, 5, and 4. 7, 8, 5, and 4 for Darren in race 4. Race 5 now, we get to the Tullock. This is a race that could reshape in some way the Derby. Ginger Nuts will be paid up as a late entry on Monday.
Yeah, and he is the current favourite for the Derby coming off that Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas win last week. So the Power Distribution Australia Tullock Stakes here. We start with Prized Icon on the back up at $4. John Snow, the Kiwi, not the Englishman, at $2.20 and favourite. Rising Red came out Thursday, 16 cents a win, 14 cents a place. Akatua came out yesterday, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Captain Duffy at 26. Honey Wine, a raft of gear changes. Blinkers on, lugging bit on, tongue tie on. Nose roll off, cross nose band off at $10. Wine Bush, blinkers on, winkers off, $10. Righteous Mate at 16. Rock and Swing with a tongue tie on at $14. Garban at 21. My Kind at 41. Hollywood Mo at 16. And Noble Truth is a $61 chance. Only horse you've shown interest in here is the Kiwi. John Snow did go up $5 in the all-in market. Opened 6 in the final field, but it was third pick there behind Prized Icon and Rising Red. But he's been solidly into favourite since around about Thursday, I think you'll find.
Okay, well, speed in the race. The two I've got going forward are Mike Kine and Captain Duffy to sort the lead out. I think Noble Truth will hold a good spot from Barrier 1. And his favourite, John Snow, the Kiwi, he's drawn the extreme outside. He's got some gate speed once he gets warmed up, so he could easily poke across and get into the first three or four. Honeywine, from a good draw, a little bit fitter now, has been disappointing, but may try and hold some sort of a spot back on the rail.
Yeah, it doesn't look a high-pressure race, does it? Unless he grabs the bit like he did two starts back, Captain Duffy, but he's had a couple of runs now. He should relax a bit better. So up in the air with the speed here. I'm left with the devil I don't know in John Snow. I'm floored with that price. I couldn't possibly touch it at $2.20, you know, under, you know, the conditions we've got here today.
Well, you've got similar conditions that you had last Saturday with Prized Icon, and he got beat a furlong, and he's got a back up.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get straight to double figures. So, you know, the unusual to see such good support for a Kiwi that comes to have their first start in Australia. But Ginger Nuts confirmed the form last week, and you've got, as I said, Prized Icon got beat a lap by Ginger Nuts last week.
Yeah, look, I'm tipping him under sufferance here. Two on top, John Snow. He is in very, very astute hands, and, I have to go with him, but... Oh, I think as far as punting's concerned, I'll be specking away from him. One of my will be specking is Rock and Swing. He's had two runs back from a long spell now. He got very green the other day, and he was raw, and he's talented, and he wandered out to that worst part of the track here at Rose Hill when you get real wide. I thought there was merit in his performance. I think he's a talented horse. I wish it was dry. I'd be tipping Righteous Mate here. He's had a couple of runs back on wet tracks, and he's just been going through the motions. But he's been always thought of as a Derby horse, and for him to run well in a Derby, he has to run well in a race like this. And best of the rest, I would suggest he's number 12 here, Hollywood Mauve, only because he's got that hard run within a week from last week at Rose Hill. And I don't think he was too bad in the lead-up Rose Hill Guineas race, Hollywood Mauve. 2, 9, 8, 12. Prized Icon could easily blow him away. If the drier this track gets, the better chance he's got. But if we're working with a very heavy track, what do you want to do? You know, you'd just a throw at the stumps, isn't it?
Certainly is. Look, I'm with the favourite also, John Snow. He comes from New Zealand with pretty good form. As we just said, he was a good third in the Derby behind Ginger Nuts. Even the run before that, he was in a Group 1 wait for age race against the older horses. He didn't get a great deal of galloping room. He seemed a little bit one pace, but when it was time to get going, he got shut out, and then he balanced up and then held ground quite well. Back to his own age group here, if he goes forward from that draw and gets in the first three or four, he should hum along nicely and be really hard to beat. I thought number 7 was the danger here, Winebush. I thought it made nice progress all three rounds it's had. Was in a benchmark 83 the other day here at Rose Hill. Was in the worst ground. Its fourth up form is good. And it's had two runs on heavy tracks and been placed both times. I thought it was the one that was open to improvement here and was a good bit of value in the race. 2 to beat 7, one Prized Icon. Look, if the real Prized Icon turns up, he's right in this race. But and you've got to take James Cummings on trust here. He wouldn't be sending them around unless the horse is fitting well. And hopefully, you know, the Rose Hill heavy is not as bad as the other one. 2-7-1, and for fourth, number 6, Honeywine. Fit of a two runs back, has done absolutely zilch in both of them. It's had a nice barrier trial since. It's got a heap of those gear changes there. Might sort of get it up and running a bit. 2-7-1-6.
Darren Flindell likes John Snow as well, number 2, to beat 1-6-10. 2-1-6-10 for Darren Flindell in race 5, the Tullock. Race 6 is the big feature race of the day, the Group 1 BMW, and Glenn, jackpot here through TAB.
Yeah, $150,000 jackpot going into the first four here, so you've only got 8 runners, so you should be playing it because it'll get up, well, you think it'll get up, you know, in the high 100,000s, probably up towards a million, quite possibly there with that 150 kicked in. Our Ivanhoe, of course, we had the situation where he was scratched this morning, ruled out yesterday, but scratched this morning. 19 cents a win and nothing to place a deduction there. Exospheric at 7.50. Who Shot the Barman at 18? Grand Marshal, 51. LeBran at 26. Humidor, $3.40. We've got Tavago at $3.80. Jamaica, the $3 favourite. And Lasquetti Spirit is a $14 chance. Well, since we went to final field, Jamaica has over double the investment on its nearest rival, which is Tavago. Third pick now is Humidor, so they've stayed with the three picks in the market.
Okay, Lasquetti Spirit, well documented, this will roll to the front and take up the running, and this matter who settles behind it. I've got Jamaica dropping into the box seat by default. Humidor, maybe Libram won't be too far away. But look, one thing's for sure, the bottom one will lead, and probably from Jamaica.
Yeah, I agree with all that. Look, there's nothing between these four favourites, I think. I think it might be the Australian Cup form. And Jamaica is the one I'm singling out here. She had too much work to do in that race. She the horse inside her was pulling, and she had to do that little bit extra to get there. She got to the front. She was going to win, and she was just out in her feet late. It all revolves around if she's on Lasquiddy Spirit's back, if she wants to tear away. And then she's got to, it'll make it harder for Jamaica because she's the one that's got to cart the field to Lasquiddy Spirit. But if Lasquiddy Spirit's just rolling and Jamaica's travelling, you know, a length and a half on her back there, I think that's an advantage. But if Lasquiddy Spirit pours it on and she gets them off the bit, then there's an issue with Jamaica carting the field up. Look, I'll gamble with Yui to judge the speed here. He's had a ride or two on her now. Eight on top. Jamaica terrified a Humidor. He's got good wet track form in New Zealand. The day he did run at a mile and a half, there was excuses for him. The way he wants not to go straight, maybe he just doesn't want to go straight in Melbourne. Hopefully that straightens him up this way around. Too exospheric. Don't disrespect him at all. He was a good run in the Australian Cup as well. Tavago could, with the different form, could easily blow them away, and Trent just seems so bullish that he's training on so well. I don't really think it's a bet race for me. I'm going to sit back and enjoy 8, 6, 2 and 7.
Yeah, they've all got good chances, haven't they, these four? Look, I'm with Humidor. I'm really going quite well, this horse. He's made lovely progress his last couple of starts in the Peter Young, then got the job done in the Australian Cup. And once again, that was the day where you sort of wanted to be on the inside, and he sort of, when he ran on the last 250, he was out in, you know, six or seven wide there, where you didn't want to be. He's got to tick the 2400 metre box, but I don't really see that as being an issue given his racing pattern. He loves the wet. He's had two preps where he's had a run fifth up, and he's gone quite well in both of those. So he ticks a lot of boxes, just got to run the trip, and I don't think that's a problem. Six on top, seven Tavago. He was dynamic, winning second up there in the Sky over 2000. It's just a matter of whether he repeats it. If he repeats the performance, he's right in this race. There's no doubt about that. He's a Derby winner. 2,400 metres is beautiful for him. You know, he certainly does tick quite a lot of boxes. Eight for third, Jamaica. She's had no luck the last two runs in the first half of those races. She's been made to do a fair bit of work, and she's been very, very strong at the finish. She should be rock hard fit. Fourth up at 2,400 on a soft track. They're all positives. And number two, Exospheric, no knock on him at all. He's got to the line quite nicely. He's coming out of the Peter Young and the Australian Cup runs also. He got to the line in those. It ticks the box for the trip. Just unsure about the heavy. 6-7-8-2.
Darren Flindell like 7 Tavago to beat 8-6-2. 7-8-6-2 in the BMW. Good luck to the guys that we met last night with Humidor and Tavago from New Zealand, and Lloyd from, where was he, Ron?
Dubbo.
So good luck to the guys there. Hope their horses
share
run.
In Libran as well.
In Libran today too, Lloyd. So good luck to you, mate. Hope they all run well. They're watching us and listening to us over at Ridges. We'll take a break and then we'll look at the other Group 1 of the day, the Vinery Stud Stakes.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Karen from Currajong Kitchen. We've hired many employees from Nova Employment. They take the time to understand our recruitment needs and match up great workers with ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Han, your Superfund statement came in the mail.
Oh, thanks.
And another one, and another. How many do you have?
Lost track of your super? Paying a fortune in fees? Combine all your funds into one low-fee account with Lucref Super. It's easy and they'll do it all for you.
Mail truck's backing up, babe.
Aw, more super.
super statements?
Yeah.
Take control of your super with Lucrif Super. You'll see their name on the backside of every jockey this autumn. Jump online today and search for Jockey's Backside.
Consider the PDS on our website before deciding to join.
aspivita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. aspivita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. aspivita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's aspivita.com.au.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Medaglia Doro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full vet inspection. Find out more. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $150,000 first four jackpot on the BMW at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Righto, we're up to race seven here with Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser on this great meeting at Rosehill. The sun out here, no reason not to come out. Beautiful facilities, and as I say, I think just for a Saturday to be out and have some sunshine, it's just going to be a superb afternoon of racing. The track, we know what it is. It's a heavy nine, hopefully improves a little bit, but at least the sun is out. And the second of the group ones, Glenn Munsey, is the Vinery.
Yeah, we start with the La Bella Diosa here, who's a $5.50 chance. Fox Play is $3.40 and favourite. Harlow Gold at $6. Dawn Wall at $4.40. Nurse Kitchen at 14, Smart As You Think with the earmuffs on the pre-parade only at $35. Louboutin at $8. Cassidy came out on Thursday, 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Mo Queen at $71. Montoya Secret at $13. Concession $71. She's Magical $126. And Camille with the visor off at $151. Best supported runner in the final field here is Fox Play. Not a great deal of advantage, though, over both Harlow Gold and Dawn Wall and Nurse Kitchen. Well, it's the biggest firmer in the final field, 26 into 14.
Okay. Yeah, well, the speed in the race, I've got Louboutin holding its spot from barrier one. Concessions from a wide draw coming across also. And the other one there, which I had, which was, where is it? She's Magical, holding a forward spot also. Away from those three, I found it a bit difficult to find any more pressure there, Ron.
I couldn't agree more. The only one I thought from that barrier, Montoya's Secret, would be 1-1 maybe with that speed coming across her. I'm leaning to the Melbourne filly here, Harlow Gold, only on a price angle here. I thought the $8 earlier in the week was a little bit overplayed. She's a good filly. She's looking for this distance third up. I think she's going to get plenty of support today, and the timing is absolutely perfect for her. She has got a soft win under her belt. I have her on top of Fox Play, who looks, she was brilliant beating the boys last time, and she's hard to beat. But we're not getting any concession that she hasn't sort of proved herself past 1,500 metres, although she did savage the line quite nicely the other day. Under the odds, but a good chance. Five, Nurse Kitchen, I'm hoping is a big improver. I've specced her at the Oaks at big odds. She has to do something today. Just chatting to Peter Moody at the races last Saturday, he said, we're waiting for a track with some give in it. Well, he gets that today, so no excuses for her at the odds. Dawn Wall, look, she looks progressive, doesn't she? She won the 1,800-metre race, and then she went back to a mile at Kembla. I know she was perfectly ridden, but she looks a real prospect. There's no doubt about that. She's the best of the rest. I'm 3, 2, 5 and 4, and just the old race course, the old punters tapping on the shoulder and things. I think Montoya's Secret has to go in the quaddie here, number 10.
Mike, what do you feel like in the Vinery?
I'm with Fox Play number two here. She's made nice progress all three runs. We saw her win a last start in the far lap, where she sort of, the wheels were spinning a bit at the 500 there, where Kieran gave her a slap round the backside. but then she really did knuckle down strong. She came through inside them in this slightly inferior ground, got a little bit wider later, but she really did hit the line quite strongly, giving every indication. I don't think the 2000 is going to be a problem. And she is trained by Chris Waller, and he's got a great affinity with all of his stayers. Huey on board, she'll be really hard to stitch. I thought the danger was number three, Harlow Gold. Hit the line quite strongly in restricted room. Both runs back this preparation. Took the boys on in the Australian Guineas last start. Back to fillies here. She won her only slow track run. She did run second in the Oaks, so 2,000 metres looks ideal at this stage of the prep. For third, number four, Dawn Wall. Terrified of this horse. Lightly raced, chasing her fourth win in a row. Just looking at her in the run, she seems to have a desire to race this horse. She's, you know, she's down and she's in the trenches ready to go. I thought a Kembla win was really good. She came through inside them once again. That was slightly inferior ground. Got wider, but really did knuckle down strongly and got to the line like a pretty good horse, and a horse with plenty of upside. 2, 3, 4. Look, I'm going to throw the top weight in, La Bella Deloza, failed their second up, but she could have been jaded off that first up win or the heavy track, I'm not really sure, but she should be given another chance, especially for the minors. I think that's between 2, 3, and 4, with number one for fourth.
And Darren Flindell thinks the same way. He's gone for Dawn Wall to be 2, 1, and 3, so boxing your numbers, 4, 2, 1, and 3 in the Vinery Stud. The second last is the Emancipation.
Yeah, the Ascend Sales Trophies Emancipation Stakes there. Mario Avellino and the boys there at Ascend Sales. First Seal, she ran a good race last night. She's not running today. 7 cents a win and 7 cents a play. She came out yesterday. Dixie Blossoms, the $4 favourite. Zanbar at $6.50. Euro Angel at $13. Rocket Commander at $10. Diamond Made for Brucey Cross is a $51 chance. Daisy Doom at $4.20. Happy Hannah's at 10, Extensible at 7, Alaskan Rose, Blinkers On at $17, Pindan Pearl at 21, Anisha at 26, Zenalicious came out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Well, since we went final field here, the best supported runner dollar-wise is Dixie Blossoms. Actually went up $6. That's with First Seal in the race and Zenalicious, but was into $4.60 last night. Open $4 this morning. Hasn't moved. Second pick, and a little bit of money's come for this morning already. Alaskan Rose has been 21 into 17 since the first markets were posted this morning. It's now second pick, and third pick is Zanbar. Huey Bowman on today.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, Ronnie Quinton wasn't quite as forthcoming with you, Ronnie, when you were trying to find out what he's going to do with the speed map there. He was... but look, I think Dixie Blossom and Daisy Doom, I think they'll both go forward from their semi-wide-ish draws. There's very little pace underneath them. Obviously, the other one that you've got to take into consideration is Rocket Commander for two reasons. A, because he's up to 1,500, and B, because like he's a really, really good wet tracker, so he'll find it quite easy to get through the ground. Away from those three, maybe Euro Angel holding some sort of, you know, fourth or fifth spot, but no pressure, I think, bar Ronnie's two and Rocket Commander.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I agree with Euro Angel. She was very aggressive back in the field the other day, but she can be ridden closer if she settles. I think it sets up nicely for Zanbar, this race. Loves the going. Hopefully she can hold a position closer than midfield from that draw. And I'm convinced she's going really, really well in those two runs back. I've got her on top of Dixie Blossoms here today. She's the danger. Got to be forgiving for that last run. Previously on that heavy tenant Ramwick, it was just awesome to watch. But obviously she was gifted that race. Of the others, look for a big, big finish from Happy Hannah here. She was just warming up when it was all over there first up, and she'll improve here. She's a talented mare. And Daisy Doom, well, what you see is what you get. She's a very, very brave mare who always gives her all. My long quaddy, Alaskan Rose, that one Glenn spoke about, is definitely going in. Blinkers and a mudlark, it is. 3, 2, 8, 7.
Yeah, look, I'm with the two here, Dixie Blossom. You go back two runs. I know she had a soft run in front there at Randwick. On that heavy track, but she just sprinted away like a gazelle. She got through the ground beautifully and put a big margin on them. We saw her in the Group 1 Coolmore last start from a wide draw. She was never on the track and a complete forgive run. If she's taken no real harm from either the big win or the tough run, and she gets into the right spot here, I think she's going to be in this race for a long, long time. I've got her on top of Extensible, number 9. Look, I think it was a good effort first up there at Rose Hill behind Spectroscope. You know, was well held over the last 80 metres, but I thought the effort was full of merit. Second up here, a lot fitter. Its slow track form is okay. It's never really been on a heavy track, but once again, if it gets into the right spot, I think it can be competitive for sure. Seven for third, Daisy Doom. Look, she's made nice improvement both runs back in the Millie Fox and the Coolmore. She's won two from two third up. She's got the pace to cross and get into a forward spot here with a tempo that should suit. And so she'll acquit herself well in this race. And for fourth, number three, Zanbar, another that's fit of a two runs back, has got terrific third up form. And once again, you take Rock Commander out of the race, Zanbar's probably the best wet tracker in the race. I'm 2.9, 7 and 5. Sorry, 7 and 3.
Okay, so 2.9, 7 and 3 for Mike in race 8. Darren Flindell likes the 7, Daisy Doom, to be 2, 6 and 9. That's 7, 2, 6 and 9 for Darren in race 8. Race 9, the last at 5.30. Glenn?
Yeah, the EFM Logistics here. We start with Handfast, who's a $4.20 favourite. Serene Majesty's at 8. Mr Individual, now we spoke about this last night. It says a near side cup blinker on, and the offside blinker off.
They've swapped them round because they're going round the other way.
Yeah, but...
Understand. So he's got a nearside blinker on in Melbourne. He wants the nearside blinker in Sydney.
Right, okay.
So yeah, they've just got to swap the cups round because we're going clockwise instead of anti-clockwise.
Rightio. So he's a $6.50 chance. Himalaya Dreams, a $26 chance. Spy Dakota, now he's had a tie-back operation since his last run. He's a $15 chance. Zabek at $13. He's got a lugging bit on. Well, yeah, got the earmuffs on and the tongue tie on at $14. Bring Luck at $7. Roaring to Win at $13. Ancient History at $6.50. And Be Like Dad at $12. Quietest betting race of the day because I don't think anybody knows. There is $11 more on Be Like Dad than Bring Luck. And seriously, Michael, even if Ronnie wasn't having a big lunch, he'd spend more than that.
Yeah. this map brought to you by Ron the Bully Duffersey. Mr. Individual goes forward from a good draw. Will more than likely take up the running. I think the other two that will come across, Voliere at 1,400, won't be too far away. And the bottom one, Be Like Dad, will come across also. Away from those three, I struggle to find something. Maybe Ancient History, with one run under its belt, can drop into a fourth or fifth spot. And they hinted that Handfast is going to be ridden a little bit quieter. So you've got the lead, Ron, number three.
Yeah, and I think he'll run well too. Look, that's why there's no betting on the race, because this is a nothing race. There's horses going up and down the one spot here. This horse, you know, I remember seeing him in Brisbane. He was set for guineas, and I think he may have run third or fourth in the Sunshine Coast guineas. He ran off in the Queensland guineas. I just think, although he's jump out since his last run wasn't enthusing, they wouldn't be bringing him here unless he wasn't going well. I think he gets the lead, he gives a kick, and if he handles the going, he'll nearly win. Handfast the danger, just because it looks a nice race for him. 8 Bring Luck was very good first up. Just whether he's still got the spring in his legs at 1,400 metres. And 2 Serene Majesty, well, she drops in grade at least, and she's early in a prep. I did take note of John Shea's comments about Ancient History. I thought it was an awful race at Kembla, but he seems to want to make a case for him. 3, 1, 8 and 2.
I'd say this is quite possibly the hardest race of the day. I found it very difficult. I've gone really wide in this race. I'm tipping number 5 here in Spy Dakota. First up from the Anthony and Edward Cummings yard. Now, this horse has had 6 preparations fresh, and he's gone quite well in 5 of them. The only one he did fail in was first up last prep, where Anthony decided to take him around in the Gilguy at Group 2 level up the straight at Flemington when he was 80-1. So I think you can take that out of his stats. He's had one run on a heavy track. That was at Warwick Farm one day. He ran the best last 6, last 4, last 2 of the day. So he really does get through the heavy track ground quite well. And as I say, he's got fresh numbers to hold him in good stead for a race like this, and he qualified nicely at Randwick. So, look, I'm leaning towards him in a tough race to beat number 8, Bring Luck. He was terrific first up in the worst ground in a benchmark 89 here over 1350. He's staying at 1400, which I think is good. Hopefully he's got a little bit of sprint still in his legs. He's a really good little wet tracker, and he'll be hitting the line quite strongly. Keep an eye on him. Voliere never wins. Is a horse with a bit of an in-and-out pattern, and the pattern suggests that the horse is going to bounce back today. Not a realistic win chance, but definitely one for the exotics. and for fourth, number 10, Ancient History, down the bottom there. Was a tad disappointing on debut, up on the speed and sort of, you know, a little bit disappointing, but can do better than that based on his two previous trials. A really, really tough race, but I'm five at a bit of value to beat 8, 7 and 10.
Darren Flindell, 2 to beat 1, 5 and 8 in the last. 2, 1, 5 and 8. Ron, your best?
Reluctantly, Spectroscope. Race 4, number 7. Obviously, we're working with tough conditions.
Okay, race 4, number 7. Mike, for you?
Look, I've gone with all the wet trackers. I think Jungle Edge in race 2, race 2, number 4. Astronomous in race 3, that's race 3, number 3. I know they're not fancy prices, but I think John Snow in race 5, number 2, the other good wet tracker.
Good on you, Mike. Thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Cheers, boys. Go the Bronx.
Mike Fraser there looking at Rose Hill. Ron, we'll hear you and see you right through the day from the mounting yard here at Rose Hill.
Yep, 10:30 preview.
Good on you. Thanks, Ron. Ron Duppesy there. And that is it for Sky Thoroughbred Central. You'll have all your previews a little while later. And for One and Radio, previews continue after this.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Today at Super Cheap Auto, Club Plus members get 20% off Bowden's own and Autoglym car detailing liquids and SCA detailing accessories only at Super Cheap Auto. Well, quite a serious accident in Moore Park involving a truck. Now, South Dowling Street is closed southbound at Lachlan Street and traffic is being diverted onto Cleveland Street. Very heavy in Mascot on the very heavy in Mascot along Airport Drive into the International Terminal. Watch out, there's a dirt spill in Hunters Hill, that's Burns Bay Road at Church Street, and in Clarendon, a burst water main on Hawkesbury Valley Way between Percival Street and Racecourse Road. Before you book your next Toyota service, find out in advance how much it will cost and what's included, guaranteed. Search Toyota service pricing for details. Conditions apply. I'm Jess on Sky Sports Radio.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh, okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
There's Wildfire, she's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle, she's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella, he always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bobs eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $150,000 first four jackpot on the BMW at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Brett Devine joins us now from the Australian Turf Club. And Brett, our tech Max Carter's just wandered outside our OB van in that ad break. And he said that sun is really starting to kick in. So it's good signs. There's a lot of blue sky. And the gates open at 10:45 and 11 o'clock for BMW Day.
Yes, good morning again, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. How fantastic is it to see this sunshine come out, this great weather? Sydney people haven't had a chance to go out and enjoy good weather like this for a few days. So please come out to Rose Hill Gardens. You've said there's great Group 1 racing, cracking race the BMW is every year. But look, great incentives for people to come out to the races for value. And can I mention, Andrew, that only a couple of weeks ago that the board with Laurie Macri and the executive with Darren Pearce, our CEO, decided to make entry for pensioners just $5. That's $5 entry for people with pension cards. So a wonderful incentive for people to come out and enjoy the great spectacle that is horse racing, but also in our great facilities. And, of course, we've announced recently a 33%, up to 33% price cut on all food and beverages right across the race course. So what have we got? Great sunshine, great weather, great value, outstanding horse racing in Sydney, and who wouldn't want to be at Rose Hill Gardens today?
No, we urge people to get out here, and of course we remind that in a week, the first day of the championships at Randwick, and lots of information available on your website.
That's right, Andrew, at thatc.com.au. You get all your information there where you can book tickets, hospitality, members can bring along friends and guests. It's all there on the website. Of course, the championships at Royal Randwick. Wow, we've been spoiled at Rosehill Gardens for 3 weeks, and now we go on to Royal Randwick after today. And look, the championships are standing alone now as an unbelievable brand, really, in Australian horse racing, world horse racing. And four big Group 1s next week, and, of course, the week after, the Mighty Mare Winx in her autumn finale at Royal Randwick in the Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Get to that website, get your tickets. Don't miss a minute of the action out there either.
No, exactly. Go to the website and gather it all. Good on you, Brett. We'll speak to you in a little while.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. Let's turn now to Mornington, down in Victoria. It's the major metropolitan meeting today with the Mornington Cup and the Guineas and other feature races there. Let's have a look at the scratchings. The track is a good four. The weather is overcast. They're saying maybe a possible shower through the day, but the track is a good four. Race one is clear. Race two take out 7 and 9. The third take out 6 and 7. The fourth, number 11. Race five is clear. Race six at Mornington, 10, 14 and 15. Race seven, the Cup, take out 4, 9 and 13. Race eight, 5, 6 and 8. And race nine, the scratchings are 4, 5 and 12. And let's welcome in Dean Lester. Morning to you, Dean.
How are you, Andrew?
How was last night, mate? How did you go up the valley? Silent Sedition winning by a small margin and Hellbent running second in a thrilling finish.
Yeah, it certainly was. And Silent Sedition, who'd run so well in the Coolmore, and a great training effort to bring her back in distance so quickly and get the money in for Caitlin Mellon and Andrew Noblett, their first Group 1 winners.
Any reaction down there? Ron brought it up earlier about Caitlin Mathian being suspended for interference at the 900-metre mark. And in the report it says checked by Caitlin Mathian's winning mount. Was there any thought about protesting?
Well, I mean, it's, obviously the connections didn't think of it, but it would have been there for the stewards as well, I suppose. So, it's certainly a talking point when you look at it after the race that the rider did get suspended for interfering with the horse that was narrowly beaten.
Yeah, exactly. And Mark Hunter, everything's come up apples for you on Saturday morning. Sedition you tipped it, And your son's team, the Bulldogs, won their first match last night.
Good morning, Andrew. A bit like Groundhog Day being the pies, isn't it?
It is. Well, please. But what about, I will say, we are running, starting to run late here, but I will say, can you have a word to Lockie? He kicks his first goal and does the Hugh Bowman, she's apples.
No, I think, I thought I got that out of his game. I gave him a spray for that one a couple of years ago, but obviously it's resurfaced, Toss. You just,
happens when you're a premiership player.
Kids.
Oh, sorry, Dean.
It's what happens when you're a premiership player, see? You start lairising.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. Couldn't believe it. He's doing the old fingers, you know, like the Huey Bowman. Anyway, that's the way we're... Good luck to him.
Well, when you've won a premiership, Andrew, you can do a few
do
things.
Anything.
But, Mark, you're always your son's father, aren't you? Did you grate the teeth when he did that last night? Slight kick to the lounge, or...?
He'll be getting... I'll be addressing that.
There'll be counselling involved.
He wakes up. Pleasing to see him kick three goals, but we'll be working on the Hugh Bowman thing more importantly.
Righto, all right, let's get cracking here. Nine races to look at, Glenn. So the first at Mornington on Cup Day at 12:40.
Yeah, and Artie Mo goes round in the first, and it's a $6 chance. Pick Perfections at 7, Nordic Empires at 17, Capanello is the $3.80 favourite, Sism at $6, El Cicero at $4.40, Certainelli at 11, and Gibbon is an $8 chance. Best supported runner here is actually the bottom one in Gibbon. Did go up $12, opened 9 this morning, and it's into 8 already. Second pick is Pink Perfection, who's on the drift, 6 out to 7.
Dean, the first for you, mate.
Yeah, it's a tricky race to start, Andrew. I'm going to go here with Gibbon first up from a spell. I thought it trialled pretty well recently, and probably sits off them, might even be near enough to last, but there's good speed up front, and I'm going to go with him to beat 4 Capanello, another one that's probably going to get back off the speed, but handy 3-year-old freshened up. The horses up front aren't that strong at the end of 1,000. Six El Sicario, he ran an even race fresh. He's obviously had a setback 7 weeks between runs, but this is a suitable race, and maybe Andy Moe next best. I'm hoping they can run on early in the day. If they can, I think 8 and 4 have got good chances. 8, 4, 6 and 1.
Yeah, it's a very messy race here. There's plenty of speed. They could be in lines of three. I'm sure they'll be 3 or 4 across the track at the 100-metre mark. And I'm tipping number 4, Capanello. It's going to have to find a spot from that barrier, hopefully 3 wide with cover, blend into the race. I think it's got terrific form for this race to beat number 6, El Sicario. It probably takes a sit-box seat. It just needs the luck at the right time to be in the finish. 3, Nordic Empire. It's the more than likely the leader. It's going as well as it can. And 8, Gibbon, who certainly did trial well, might have best form on wet tracks, but will be running on strongly. 4, 6, 3 and 8.
Greg Miles calling today. He likes the 4 as well. 4 to beat 6, 5 and 8 in the first. And Dean, you mentioned with the hopefully horses running on, the rail's in the true today. Is this a meeting that it can sometimes suit the leaders?
Yeah, it certainly can, Andrew. Often they've been... Early in the day, they've often run smaller fields over longer distances. They've gone with the race here with high pressure, so I'm hoping we'll see early. If they if they hang on early, it mightn't be a great sign, but we'll see.
All right, that's race one. Race two, Glenn, over the 1,200.
Yeah, we start with Stylish Miss here as a $10 chance. Sullivan Bay at $7.50. Typhoon Jolie, now with Johnny Sadler, used to be the Snowdens there, a $12 chance. Florell at $8.50. Miles of Krishnan is the $5 equal favourite. Weather the Storm at 15, a little bit of class is out. Fast Approaching 16, Jester Angel is out. Viatrix, $5 equal favourite. Divine Chills at 9, and El Rada, $5 equal favourite. So $5 each of three here, but the best supported runner is down towards the bottom. It is Divine Chills. 11, opened 10 this morning, now 9. Second pick is Miles of Krishnan, and third pick is Sullivan Bay.
Okay, a couple of interesting moves this morning. Mark, how do you see race two?
I see it as a really, really hard race. This is another one like race one. I'm sure they'll be across the track everywhere with 100 to go. I'm going to tip number 5, Miles of Krishnan. Stable's going well. The horse can run a big race fresh. It certainly does need some luck from that barrier to get in. And as Dean said, hopefully he can make some ground. To beat number 4, Florell, goes well fresh, gets a good run behind him, just needs luck at the right time. I thought 3, Typhoon Jolly, trial well for John Sadler. Would think it would be up outside the leader, giving you a great sight. And 8, Fast Approaching, who's just battling for form, got the blinkers on for the first time. 1,200 metres could improve. Tough race, 5, 4, 3 and 8.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's probably only 8 chances in a field of 10. I'm going to go with 10 Viatrix. It'll push forward here, need a little bit of luck early, but I've got it on top. Miles of Krishan, if it gets the brakes at the right time from the awkward draw and you can get a little bit of luck, I think it's probably the best talent in the race. Sullivan Bay back from 1400 to 1200 uses the draw here and can lead, and El Rada's very rarely run a poor race and might just blend into the race in that 3 wide line, but without a doubt for mine the toughest race of the day. 10, 5, 2 and 12.
Greg Miles likes 5 to beat 6, 10 and 4 in the second. 5, 6, 10 and 4. Race 3, staying race here, Glenn, over the 2,000.
Yeah, Angelology, the toppy here, is a $10 chance. Ancient King at 17, Lux at 11. Try 4, the $3 favourite. Golden Mane at 6, scratch the next 2. Shaka P is a $6 chance. Snitzelwood at 4. And Last Wish is a $13 chance. Best supported runner here easily is Snitzel Wood. Went up double figures with Red Alto and Gladstone in the race. They were $4.40 and $7.50, which made them actually equal favourite and equal second favourite at that price. But was into $4.40 last night and open $4.40 this morning, is now a $4 chance. Second pick is Try 4.
Okay, Dean, race 4. 3, sorry.
Andrew, I like Try 4. I think last start they tried to ride him to the pattern of the day. He was well fancied. He just did a bit much work, but totally different scenario here. Barrier 1, he'll just stalk Snitzelwood into the race. He'll have to work a bit to get past Snitzelwood because he's a brave on-pace runner and he ran very well in the Wangaratta Cup, but they're the two for me, 4 from 9. 8, Shakopee's the query. Some of his European form is quite good. He needs to relax and run on. He can get a bit keen in his races, but so he's been gelded. He's got earmuffs on, so they've taken all precautions to get him to relax. And Golden Mane was a little bit better last start, next best. But I think 4 and 9 will fight it out, going 4, 9, 8, 5.
Yeah, Yeah, I think number four, Trifor, is the one to beat here as well. It just punched it forward last time out of its comfort zone, had the horse laying on it, still fought on really well to the line, lobs leaders back, right on the back of Snitzelwood, and I think it can win. To beat number eight, Shakopee, who's did hit and miss overseas, but gee, its best runs are highly competitive for a race like this. It will probably get back and be giving them a start. Nine, Snitzelwood, the only leader, going to get a beautiful run, really been helped by the scratching of Gladstone. He'll be hard to catch. They're well clear of number five, Golden Mane, next best. Four, eight, nine, then five.
Greg Miles goes nine, Snitzelwood here to beat four, eight and five. Nine, four, eight and five in race three. Race four, Glenn, this is for the two-year-olds at Mornington.
Yeah, we start with the toppie here, Esterac, and it's a $2.70 chance and favourite, only just so, over Toga Picta at $2.80. Fully maxed at six, Sheer Madness at 10, Euro Gold at 31, Pasito at 18, Abiro at 10, Il Divo at 21, Sustained Decision 41, Valiant Spirit 51, and Peristrophe is a scratching. Very, very little separating the top four runners here. In order, it's two Toga Picta, three Fully Maxed, four Sheer Madness, and then one Esterac.
Righto, good little race this one, Mark, worth $100,000 for the two-year-olds.
Yeah, look, I think this is one of the better bets of the day here, number two, Toga Picta. The top two stand out on class. I think Toga Picta was a better run than Esterac last time. I can't work out how it's not favourite. It should have more improvement than Esterac. It was stronger the last 100 metres, gets a lovely run behind them, and I think it wins. Put number one, Esterac, in for second. It did bomb the start last time, but still pretty weak that last 100 metres. It might be coming to the end of its tether, and it has to run the distance. There are two queries. Seven, Abiro. Hopefully it got beaten by a really good horse there on debut. It should get a nice run from the gate. And three, Fully Maxed. Scratch from last night, jumping in distance, goes forward, and has got some chance. But I think number two is one of the best for the day from one, seven, and three.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think he was really good through the line. In the size produce, that was on the very much leaders' day on Super Saturday, 1-2-3 around the turn, around 1-2-3. He followed them into the race. He ran very nicely and will be very hard to beat. Esterac, sixth run, first preparation's the worry, but he's a handy galloper, and if he begins cleaner here, he's going to be probably ahead of Toga Picta in the run as opposed to last time. I think Abiro will run very well. I thought his debut run was more than adequate, and the extra distance will suit on his home track, and Sheer Madness off his maiden win last start. 2-1-7-4.
Greg Miles likes the toppy Esterac, number one, to be 2-4-7. 1-2-4-7 in race four. Race five, this is the final of a series, the Mitavite Challenge. It's over 1,600 metres.
Yeah, the toppy here, Strike Force, favourite, $3.30. Hokkaido at $6.50, Hell on Earth at 10, Rising Hope at 8, Magnus Slipper 17, Backstreet Lover 6.50, Fife at $4.60, Peninsula Boy at 8, Nova Joe is 101 chance. Not massive amounts of activity here. Strike Force, the most popular runner. It's 3.20 to 3.30 already today. Peninsula Boy, second pick, we bet as much as $13 about it. And third pick would be Fife, who's 4.40 out to 4.60 today.
Righto, Dean, how do you see this one?
Andrew, I'm going here with Strikeforce, who won last week at Flemington, did a good job, and I think he's got a very good chance again. He'll be in the right spot. He'll get a lovely run. He'll be hard to beat. Fife had the one run a few weeks back, trialled very well on Monday, I think looks the main danger. Four Rising Hope, ridden way too close last start. Two runs here at Mornington have both yielded wins. And Backstreet Lover, who looks the leader, maybe next best. But I think 1 and 7 are the main chances, going 1, 7, 4, 6.
Yeah, I like number one, Strike Force, too. I think it'll go forward, either park outside the leader. At worst, it'll be in the first three. I think it'll totally control the race. It's in terrific form, and it's the one they have to beat. Four Rising Hope, I've just ridden completely upside down last start, can certainly improve. 7, 5 has trialled really well. It's the other winning chance. And out to number two, Hokkaido. On the quick backup, drawn wide, has got a place chance. One, the one to beat from 4, 7, and 2.
The fancy from Greg Miles is 7, 5 to beat 1, 4, and 6. 7, 1, 4, and 6, and 5 was one of Tony Brazel's trial fancies on a day where there's not a lot of trials horses, but that was one of them. 5. Dean, I want to talk about Monday's trials. We'll do it at the end, but there was a horse called Pornochet who trialled on Monday that's running here. That's you said earlier, Tony Brazel tipped at Glen. Was it back to longer odds?
It's a 20-1, $21 chance. There was. I said, no, I wouldn't be surprised if there was money for it today, Andrew, if it came in the enclosure and looked all right. It hasn't made the photos, or didn't make the photos in Western Australia, the three runs it had there, but it trialled much, much better, and we know what sort of a horse Pornochet was. So if he's a 20-1 chance and he looks good, I think people will have something on it today.
Did you see him trial, Dean?
Watching the trial now, Andrew. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, no, have a look.
That's the problem.
The second horse.
Yeah,
what
Mark's
was the second horse?
Well, Mark's got a share in the second horse, Grand Dreamer, so I'd like to keep him up to speed with it. So,
okay, you're in that too, aren't you?
Yeah, I might be.
It's in Sunday.
I think Warren Huntley's in it too, isn't he?
No.
Oh, you left him out of that one.
Yeah, left him out of that one.
All right, get back to us. We'll do it at the end, Dean, because there was a couple of others that I want to put you on the spot about.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew. Do you want to text me a list?
No. He'd rather make it up as you goes along.
No, I'll text you a list in this next 1 minute or so. Race 6, one of the features at Mornington, the Hariba.
Hariba. We've got Fast and Rockin' here is a $15 chance. Charmed Harmony at 18. Reldas at 9. Secret Agenda is a $7 chance. Bassett, $3.50 and favourite. Dan Zephyr at 18. World Sprung at $6.50. Prussian Vixen, 11. Whistle Baby, 15. Acetinum is a scratching. Fast Cash, 13. Inspector, 12. He's a Ripper, 31. Arujo and Sebring Sun, both out. And Tadai Tondo is a $21 chance. Best supported runner overall here would be Well Sprung. Before all the scratchings, it went up a $9 chance, but the scratchings were set, and it was a 100-1 chance. Arujo was $26, and Sebring Sun was $15. It's been averaged out at around about a $7 quote there, so it's $6.50. Second pick is Reldas. It went up as much as $11, and third pick would be the favourite in Bassett.
And, Mark, you found something here at decent odds.
Yeah, I think it's a really hard race horse, and this one doesn't win very often, number 12, Inspector. Look, it'll be back. It'll need lots to go right. I hope you can run on. I thought it was terrific last start. It ran home better than Speeth up the straight there, and that's got to be the best race. But it will need things to go right. Happy to have something each way at the odds. To beat number 5, Bassett, who's just in fantastic form. It's getting up in the weights. It's got that wide gate, but it's racing so well, it'll be hard to beat. Number 7, Well Sprung. Got into a bit of a bad habit at the barriers, this horse. It's flying, but it can miss the start and cause itself trouble. And then number 4, Secret Agenda. Probably wants a softer track, but I thought it did trial quite well. 12, 5, 7 and 4.
I'm going to go with Reldas here. I thought he ran pretty well last week. First time he's shown that sort of tactical speed for a long time. And I'm going to go with him in a pretty even sort of race from Prussian Vixen, who of course won the Balmain Stakes beating Silent Sedition. She's had a freshen up. She's trialled well for this. Would have been aimed at it on the home track. Will give a great sight for a long way. Well Sprung, that little barrier issue is a concern, but he's got a legitimate chance on form. And Fast Cash, I thought, could run a race fresh, but I'll be certainly putting Bassett and Inspector in the quaddy. 3, 8, 7 and 11.
For Greg, it's 3 as well. Reldas to beat 7, 8 and 11. 3, 7, 8 and 11 in the Hariba. Big race of the day at Mornington is the Cup. The winner of this race gets a start in the Caulfield Cup.
If it's Wait for Age, does it get a start as well?
It won't be Wait for Age this year.
Righto, we get Al Moonkith, who was nominated up here, but he's running at Mornington at $26. Tally at 9, The Gold Trail, with that name change there, the $2.25 favourite. A Sign is out, it's running at Rose Hill. Annus Mirabilis is at 13, Boom Time at 8, Big Memory 15, Dark Eyes for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott there, an $8 chance. Goldstream is out, ran yesterday at Albury. Venga Mask at 17, Self Sense 31, Cadillac Mountains 17, Adirondack is out, it went to Albury, I think you'll find. Yule Dash for Cash at 31, Settler Stone 31, and Unfurl is an $81 chance. Well, sight unseen by people in Australia, race wise, anyway. On Australian soil, the Gold Trail is the only horse they're interested in here. Over half the investment on the race is on it. It did go up $2.70 in a full field. Second pick in a fair way away is Dark Eyes, and then Boom Time.
Okay, how's it look, Dean, for pace, this 2,400-metre race?
Andrew, I think you're going to have the likes of Dark Eyes. Probably Venger Mask will try and use Barrier 1. And the Gold Trail, I would have thought he'd be in the first three or four. Big Memory might come across from Out Wider, and Boom Pine Settles behind them. A lot of these are probably midfield or worse runners. So I think the favourite probably lands in a pretty comfortable spot, I would have thought.
Obviously, we've seen Charlie Appleby's horses run so well in the spring. Can you relate for listeners and viewers that haven't seen the Gold Trail's maybe recent win in Dubai, what sort of a type he is?
Yeah, well, he's an on-pace runner and a pretty relentless stayer. When he's asked for an effort, he looks pretty genuine, and, gee, he looks hard to beat here. He's got some really solid form lines around him, and he's got a good racing style, and I think they've brought the ideal horse for this sort of race. He's clearly the one to beat for me. I think Boom Time, I was going to put one other in the quad here, to be him. He's having a great preparation. He ran really well in the Australian Cup, and he'll probably follow the Gold Trail into the race. Whether he can get past him is another matter. Telly, back to the handicaps here, can improve, and maybe Anis Mirabilis, who I think the draw's been very kind to, because he'll probably follow the Gold Trail, Boom Time, those sort of horses into the race, and that gives him a place chance. 3, 6, 2, and 5.
Yeah, I've got the same exact, and I think the Gold Trail is probably a standout. It just goes forward, gets a nice run, it's in fantastic form, it's a strong stayer. You can just see it dominating the race, taking over at the 400-metre mark, and just being far too good. 6, Boom Time, gets a beautiful run behind it, probably tracks it through. I think it's a great Quinella chance. Down to 12, Cadillac Mountain, who's racing well, will be running on, and 7, Big Memory, just beaten in this race last year. Draw's a bit sticky for Big Memory, but it's back in winning form, and it's certainly got some hope in the race. But 3 clearly from 6, 12, and 7.
And to complete that, Greg Miles likes the Gold Trail as well. Number 3 to beat 6, 11, and 5. 3, 6, 11, and 5. James Ferguson will be down there looking after the horse, and Charlie Appleby is in Dubai for World Cup night tonight, and he'll be watching as he wakes up later today for the Cup at 4:30 our time. Race 8, it's the Mornington Guineas.
Yeah, we start with Cliffhanger here at $4.40. Lord Macau for the Waterhouse Bot combination there at $8. Odeon is $3.80, equal favourite. No Commitment at 15, scratch the next two. Screamer for Anthony and Edward Cummings at $12. Tamarack is out. Lucky Leslie, 51. Florida Keys at 8. Star Patriot, 26. Outback Rain, 26. And Red is the Rose, $3.80, equal favourite. Best supported runner, the toppy here in Cliffhanger. Now, this race here, actually, Soul Warrior, Soju Warrior, went up favourite. So, dramatic changes to the markets here. But Cliffhanger, favourite, best supported runner, not favourite. Second pick is Odeon, who's the equal favourite.
Lee Friedman telling us this morning, since they've gelded Mark, this horse, its form is unbelievable, was the quote this morning. What are you tipping?
I'm tipping number 7 at a bit of odds here, Screamer. Andrew, I think it's a progressive horse. I think it will be very strong at the mile. I'm just hoping that Dwayne can get into a spot there about 5th, build its momentum, and I think it'll run really well at double figure odds. To beat number 13, Red is the Rose, who will press forward from that gate, either look for the front or end up outside leader. It's a little bit flattering last time, given the way the track was racing, but it's got a chance. 1, Cliffhanger, looked like a wet tracker last preparation, but has certainly come back a better horse. And 2, Lord Macau, who probably is a better wet tracker, but it's in winning form. It'll go forward and give you a sight. Put 7 had a good each-way chance here from 13, 1 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Odeon here, number 3. I thought that was a really good win first up. He had to maintain quite a long run. He peaked on his run late, but he was entitled to. I think he gets a great run here. I think he's got a terrific winning chance from Cliffhanger, who's racing well. Lord Macau, I think, has come back quite well. He'll be up on the speed. And I'll put Florida Keys in out of the CUNY Stakes, because I don't think she got quite as much of the favours as Red as the Rose. And on our home track, I'll put her in next best. But I'm more to the top here, 3, 1, 2 and 10.
Greg Miles likes the toppy, Cliffhanger number 1 to beat 3, 13 and 10. 1, 3, 13 and 10 in race 8. And the last at 5:45.
Yeah, we've got Just Magical here at $6.50. Spread Eagled at 9. Moss and Dale, $3.50 in favourite. Scratch the next two. Belezron at 18. Bon Rock at 9. Sahara Chill, 21. Fabulana at 6. Maternal at 4. Sir Mask at 13. And Valderrama is a scratching quietest betting race of the day by far. Best supported runner is Moss and Dale. Did go back up 370 this morning, already 370 into 350 today. Second pick is Fabulana, is a $6 chance, and third pick is Maternal.
Dean, the last for you.
I'm going to go with Maternal here, Andrew. Resuming, had a good preparation last time in. I really liked the recent trial at Rose Hill, and I think it will be just behind the speed here and a good chance. Bond Rocket, just don't think he goes down the straight at all, really, and back around a turn can improve. Mossendale's probably the most progressive horse in the race, whether he might be better at 1,400, but he should get a good run from the draw, and Just Magical's got a slight easing grade on its last run. Home track might be next best. 10-7-3-1.
Yeah, I'm with number 10, Maternal, too. I love that recent trial. It's looking at the speed map. It probably settles near last. Hopefully it can make ground. They'll be whacking away up the straight. I'm just hoping it can charge over the top to beat number 7, Bond Rocket, who draws wide but probably rolls forward. Stuck out there, but with clear galloping room, has got a hope. I put number 9, Fabulon, in for third off the trials. And 3, Mossendale, getting a lovely run somewhere just behind the speed, has got a chance as well. Tough race, hoping for 10 to charge over the top from 7, 9 and 3.
Greg Miles likes 3, Mossendale, here to beat 10, 7 and 9. 3, 10, 7 and 9 in the last. So they're the 9 races. Mark, have you got a couple of standouts? You've certainly tipped a couple there at, I think, around the $12 mark.
I'll have something on them, Hoss, but I think the best is race 4, number 2, Toga Picta, and race 7, number 3, the Gold Trail.
4-2 and 7-3 in the cup. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy today, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about today for you at Mornington, Dean?
I'm going to go race 3, number 4, Try 4, and race 4, number 2, Toga Picta as my two best, Andrew.
Okay, so 3-4 and 4-2. Mate, just before we let you go, just going through, just obviously horses from Victoria that are running here today. We mentioned Pornichet. You've had time to have a look at that trial?
Yeah, it's a beauty. Just only asked to really let down the last 200, but really did. Lovely and sharp, and for a horse that ran fourth in a Cox Plate, you'd expect him to do that to that sort of field, but no, he looked to go very well.
Couple of others that have raced down there. Kenja Wood, Darren Weir was on the show yesterday, and he rates each of his runners here today highly, but he said, have something on Kenja Wood each way.
Yeah, I would be too. I think he's really well placed in that race, and doesn't usually go around with 56 on his back. That's a very suitable race for him to run really well. He's been drawing wide, not having much luck. He can be put into the race today, and he could easily win that race.
A sign they've decided to come here ahead of Mornington?
I think it's a good move, because even though he won the Herbert Power, I really like him at 2,000 metres. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that they did that. It was a very passive ride first up. He was ridden way too far back, and I think with a more proactive ride, he could improve sharply.
And what about the two in the Vinery? A lot of interest in Montoya's Secret, given that it's coming from a benchmark, you know, Monday win up to into a group race today.
Yeah, look, I think the last two starts, they got trapped wide at Pakenham and just let us ease into the race, and she won well, and then last start, much the same. But I think they might have learned a bit about her, that she's a good, strong filly that can take up a spot and be ridden in that manner. So she'll make her own luck. Don't know about her on the soft ground, but she's always shown that she would probably measure up to this grade, and this is the preparation she's starting to do it. So I wouldn't have her as highly rated as Harlow Gold. I think she's a better filly, Harlow Gold, but Montoya's Secret's not hopeless.
And where do you put Nurse Kitchen in that?
Well, the soft ground won't hurt her, I don't think, and she's been ticking over okay. We've got couple of little roughies in that. Even Smart As You Think's a lot better filly than a 50-to-1 chance in that race. So it's a good race, obviously, but they're little sneaky place chances for your trifectas and first fours there, a couple of the Victorians.
Yeah, John McArdle had a good night last night, didn't he? He got a double.
He did. The first starter was outstanding, yeah.
Yeah, geez, it come home. Mm. All right, was there anything else that come to your mind for Sydney that I should be asking you about? I think they're the key ones. Star Sorceress?
The Sorceress is going really well. She ran very well against the bias last start.
Oh, yeah.
She's going very well.
And Mr. Individual was the other one. Duff likes it in the last.
Yeah, he's well graded. I heard Troy Corson's on Melbourne Radio this morning. Didn't put a huge rap on him.
No.
But, geez, well graded in that race.
Yeah, he said he blew really hard. He only had the one trial in the Moonee Valley, and since then they've given him two more trials. He said to us this morning that he's a much fitter horse today. But look, Ron, Dean, we thank you for those key words, because there's a lot of interest in the Victorians coming, mate. Good luck today. Hope it's a winning day at Mornington.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester there. Glenn, leave us with something, but just something, just if you can make it just a bit shorter than normal.
Oh, please, Andrew, you waffled on then for 10 minutes.
It was key stuff there for our listeners.
Jockey's Challenge at Mornington. Craig Williams $1.45. Dwayne Dunn at $5.50. Bo Merton's at $7. The other riders are Ben Allen, Ben Thompson, Michael D and Stephen Baster. Whilst at Rose Hill, Huey Bowman, the $2 favourite in the Jockey's Challenge, over Damien Lane, $4.60. Jason Collett and any other individual jockey, $6.50. The other riders are Corey Brown, James Doyle, Ben Mellum and Blake Shins.
Righto, mate. We'll let you get on the bike. Thoroughbred Central's previews from 10:30 this morning.
Yeah, 10:30. We're going to have a look at Doomben, where we've got a heavy track there. Newcastle on the course proper.
Yep.
And we'll get ready for Country Championship Wildcard Day tomorrow at Scone.
At Scone for sure. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thank you, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey from Tab. We'll take a break and we'll do our own preview, yes, with Michael Maxworthy for Doomben.
Sky Sports Radio is heading into the championships prime for some of the best racing in Australia. On Monday, we paint a complete picture of Sydney's autumn with Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester and Glenn Munsey. Monday morning at 9, it's Punters Postmortem on Sky Sports Radio.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
There's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and then there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winx.
Where will you be when Winx goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit theatc.com.au.
Nominations now available for the 2018 Richmond Riches Race Series. Open to pups whelped between January and June 2016. Nomination fees start at $275, with $40,000 to the winner. Details at richmondgreyhounds.com.au.
50 months interest-free store-wide, now at Harvey Norman. That's no deposit and no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. It's a great time to shop for new season looks in furniture, bedding, home appliances, technology and entertainment. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only at Harvey Norman.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love our $150,000 first four jackpot on the BMW at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, it is Racing HQ Saturday for TV viewers. Glenn Munsey's just stuck around. He's doing his paperwork for all the form that he'll be going through all the markets today on Sky. But right now, let's focus in on Doomben. Lots of rain, 100 millimetres during the week, 15 of that in very quick time yesterday. It's a heavy 10, penetrometer 6.25, heap of scratchings. Race 1, take out 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and 11. Race 2, take out 1, 3 and 7. The third is clear. Race 4, scratchings are 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, 9 and 12. Race 5, 1, 2, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15 and 16 are all out of race 5. Race 6, the scratchings are 1, 2, 5, 6, 9, 10, 13, 14 and 15. Race 7, 1, 4, 5, 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 15 and 18. And race 8, 4, 8, 9, 10. Then the emergency, 17, 18, 19, 20, and then 22. So number 21 will run in the last whack-em. So that gives you all the scratchings. And as I say, race 8, number 23, Dennis Denuto, is Ronnie Stewart. Ronnie Stewart on Dennis Denuto. There's a good vibe around Dennis this afternoon. Michael Maxworthy's online from Brisbane. And thankfully, hopefully, Maxie, no rain today.
Yes, there wasn't a good vibe around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Very heavy rain over the track at Doomben. And it was pretty bleak this morning as well. But I'm only about 200 metres away from the track, Andrew, and I can report you can change the weather from overcast to fine. There's plenty of blue sky and the sun is beaming down over Doomben. And given we're 3.5 hours from the first, it'll probably still be a heavy 10, but the track drying out all the time.
Righto, we better hook into it here. Mate, what about the first for the two-year-olds?
Yeah, an interesting two-year-old race. A couple of first starters that there's a wrap on, the 4 Bold Zavi and also the 5 Noble Hustler. But I'm going with what we know and putting the 2 Snitch out on top. A two-year-old gelding by Snitzel from a mare called Tickle Mai, who was very good in Melbourne a few seasons ago, quite a few now. She had 3 goes on a heavy for 2 wins. So there's a bit of a wet track pedigree through the dam of Snitch. He was trained by Matt Dunn at the Willembarre. He took him to Grafton for his first start from the outside alley. He went straight to the lead. He was head and shoulders above the opposition. Don't think the alley's going to be too much of a concern today on the heavy 10. He looks a nice horse in the making, so we'll go with him, number 2, Snitch, to beat 1 Acceptile. He's the most experienced two-year-old lining up here. He's had 6 starts for 1 win and 5 placings. He's genuine. He's here with a chance. And then number 4, Balzavi, one of these newcomers, did trial brilliantly over 850 at the Sunny Coast recently. And then I've got the 3 in Wudang Blade, who's 1-for-1 at Ipswich. The 2, 1, 4, and 3. A watch on the 5, Noble Hustler. No trials, but there's money.
Okay, we'll have to watch for those because there's good support. Hingis Rose as well, number 14 with Tab. Acceptile number 1's the current fixed odds favourite at $3.20. Race 2 over the 2200, Magnitude's the favourite here, $2.50.
Well, in this race over the 2200, Andrew, I've gone with Magnitude because he clearly has the best heavy track form. He's had 8 goes on the heavy for 4 wins and a second. I like the fact that he's on a 7-day backup. It was a heady ride by apprentice Adam Sewell to score at the Gold Coast last Saturday. He drops to 54 kilos today. He's fit. I reckon he can make it back-to-back wins in 7 days. 4 Magnitude on top to beat 2 Outrage. He won 3 back and then no luck at his last 2. He's a horse that gets back and needs to wind up. He's well in at the handicaps here. He's only had 2 on a heavy for a second and a third. I've got him there with a hope. The 5 Comachina, a question mark on the track with him, and then 8 Sky Trek. I think it's fairly thin after the top 2 here. 4-2, and then 5-8.
Race number 3 for the 3-year-olds. Perilous Love, number 1's the Tab fixed odds favourite at $2.20. It's in the Oaks, and it's $51, I reckon. $51 I mentioned earlier. $2.20 in this race, Maxie.
Yeah, well, there's a field of 12 here, and she won by 5 last time, beating about 8 of her rivals that are backing up again today. So on that, you'd say she just has to win again. The concern that I've got with Perilous Love is the hike in the handicap. She's 55 to 59 today on a heavy 10. Now, she has won on the heavy, but I'm just looking at the handicaps here and going the way of number 9, Nordic Show, who was beaten about 5.5 lengths by Perilous Love last time out. But she was running on strongly at the end of the 2000 Nordic Show, and with Sewell's claim, she comes in with 51 as opposed to Perilous Love with 59. So I'm just going to take a punt, a few little hurdles for the topic. 9 to beat the 1, then 4 up the tempo. She was second behind Perilous Love, worked a little bit early, but a better draw today. She should get a better run. And then 2, Son of a Brute, who ran on in that Perilous Love race. I think he's there with a place chance. But 9 each way to beat the short price favourite, 1, 4 and then 2.
9, 1, 4 and 2 in race 3. Race 4, the Mitavite over the 1,600 metres at Doomben. She is what she is, gets a heavy and $1.40 right now.
Oh, dear, that's short. But I think she'll win. She's had 3 goes over the trip for 2 wins. She's 1-for-1 on the heavy. And with the scratchings, a little bit of speed has been taken out. The only nuisance could be the 10 here, Venetia. but she likes to roll it along at a decent tempo, as she did last start. She gave a good kick, and she won well, breaking a long run of out. So I'm expecting her to make it back-to-back wins. Not sure about the Donna 40, but I'm going to go with the four. She is what she is. To beat seven, Neuschwanstein, who likes the wet. Three deconstructed, up to the mile is good for him today. And then 11 War Baby. You can never rule her out. She bobs up when you least expect it. But she should get away with it. She's what she is, leading all of the way.
Okay, so numbers 4, 7, 3 and 11 for Maxie in race 4. She is what she is, $1.40, deconstructed the next best at $4.60. To race 5, the Class 3 over the 1,200. Candica's back, number 13. It's $1.75. Nilette, number 8, the second best, Maxie, at $4.40.
Yeah, she's just so well in at the handicaps, Candica. I reckon Stephen O'Day spotted this race quite some time ago for it, because he stepped her up to 1,500 and she blitzed them at Eagle Farm in a similar class. Class 3 set weights. That was around about 5 weeks ago, so he's brought it back from the 15 to the 12 today, specifically because she's so well in at the weights. And, you know, the alley's no concern now, and she was nice and sharp out of the gates last time. So I'm hoping in this smallish field she can settle midfield. She should be too good for the opposition, Candica. 13 to beat number 8, Nilette. She was good first up. She was taken on. It was a really hot contest early, and she stuck on okay. She's a track and distance winner. She's won on the heavy 9, Nilette. I think that's the Quinella, the 13 and the 8. Then 7, Kuznetsova. She's consistent but has been hesitating at the start. And then number 9, Trois Chouard, the ex-New South Wales galloper. She goes okay on a rain-affected track. She's now with David Van Dyke. She's first up. 13 to beat 8, 7 and 9.
13, 8, 7 and 9 to race 6 over the 1,200. Damien Brown's mount here is the favourite, number 3, Privlaka. $3.10 with tab fixed odds. Queen Tara at $3.70 and Fortini, number 7, at $5.
I'm going with Fortini here. He's the stablemate to the favourite, Privlaka, purely on the strength that he's had three runs back from a spell. He's rock solid for this heavy 10 today, and he's 1-for-1 on the heavy. Fortini finished fourth last time out behind Lucky Tom. He doesn't have to improve a lot on that. He was only beaten a half a length. I think he can get the money at an each-way price. To beat the 4, Sky Limit, another that's very fit, has his hoof on the till again. Then 12, Queen Tara, and she's down in the handicap. She's had a little bit of a freshen up, and I think she's here with a top three chance. And then the 3, Privlaka, the current favourite. He won first up last time at Eagle Farm, but that was 1,000 on a much drier track. Today he's first up, 1,200 metres on the heavy 10. I think there's a bit of a risk with Privlaka. So I'll go with his stablemate, number 7, Fortini, to beat 4, 12 and 3.
Race 7, the second last, the open handicap today over the 1,350. Flamboyant, number 2, it's the fixed odds favourite at 3.80. Jopar, number 3, is at 4.80. And Beatnik's next at $5.
Yeah, well, top two in the market are backing up from the gold market last Saturday. Flamboyant was third. Jopar was second in that race behind Upstart Pride. But I think the statisticians will be doing handstands here with Jopar. I know he's not getting any younger. He's 9 years of age, but he's had 7 goes on a heavy for 3 wins and 3 seconds. He's tracking distance here at Durban, 21 for 7 wins and 7 placings. I think the good old boy is just about ready to knock in another win. 3, Joker, to beat 2, Flamboyant, will be rolling along up on the speed. His effort was really good last week because he had to chase the pacey Upstart Pride. Then number 9, Beatnik's, a very consistent mare. And number 14, Dream Finish. It was good first up when third behind Flamboyer at Eagle Farm. 3-2-9-14.
And the last here, Shiva Dali, number 5, is the $6. That's right, $6 fixed odds favourite. Kim Noir, number 15, at $6.50. Jet Sonic at 7. And Countermeal at $7.50. $6 favourite at this stage, Maxie, in the last.
We haven't got him in the numbers, but I am going to throw him in my quaddy, Shiva Dali. I think he was ex-New South Wales and then ex-Victoria. Now he's made his way over into Queensland. He's got a really good first-up record, Shiva Dali. 5 goes first up at 2 wins and 3 seconds. Big watch on him. However, I'm with the 11 here, Countermeal, who's only had the 1 go on a heavy, and it was a heavy 9. It was at Bow Desert in a 3-year-old 62, but he won by almost 4. And he is on a hat-trick. He won at Bow Desert, 2 back, and then at Eagle Farm, bolting in last start. So he loves the wet, 3 kilos off.
I know he's got a wide gate, but he's got a bit of speed to be up on the pace. Counter Meal, here number 11, to beat number 13, Jet Sonic. He's won on a heavy eight, albeit it was only a four-horse race. A little gear change with him today, which might help too. Jet Sonic, where is he here, number 13? He's got winkers on today, side winkers on. He's effective on the heavy. Got him in for second. Then number 16, Our Racketeer. Now, he couldn't keep up 7 days ago at the Gold Coast, giving them 12. In the wash-up, he was only beaten 5.5. I think he deserves another chance. And then 7, Time to Talk. Like the fact that he drops back to the 13.50 on the heavy. 11, Counter Meal each way to beat 13, 16 and 7.
Okay. Difficult, I know, on a heavy 10. Have you got a standout bet?
Well, there's two. I didn't realise they're going to be as short as what they are, but given all of the scratchings today, it's probably no surprise. So we're going to have a win multi all up today. 4-4, she is what she is. All into 5-13, Candica. And I reckon we might get a round of drinks out of that, Andrew.
Righto. So 4-4 and 5-13 are the two for Michael Maxworthy. You enjoy it up there, mate, and keep that rain away.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben Racing, where there's plenty of blue sky, which is the good news. Now, today we've got course proper racing at Newcastle. Originally it was going to be on the Beaumont, but we're on the course proper on a soft six rail at 7 metres. The first two races are clear. Race three, take out 1, 2, 10, 13 and 16. Race 4, 5, 8, 9, 13 and 16. Race 5, 6, 13 and 14, and race 7, take out 7, 8 and 14. And Gary Harley, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Nice to see the sunshine for a change around this area, but great move to move the meeting off the Beaumont track onto the course proper, because, you know, it can handle plenty of rain. We're certainly not going to get any today, but soft six, that's a great result.
Yeah, it certainly is. Let's get into them, mate. The first, a staying race here. Almolita, number 9, is the favourite. Gary, $2.30 with tab fixed odds.
Well, it's got to run the distance, the favourite. I'm going with Megawatt, number 4, front-running stayer of Craig Ritchie's. The mare loves a wet track. She'll love this soft track today. She got run down here the other day and beaten about a length by Sahara Strike. She's going to lead, I reckon. She'll be very hard to beat. The horse, you said, favourite down the bottom. First run at the distance, Almolita, Gay and Adrian's. Going okay. She run 2/3 recently at Beaumont, on the Beaumont track, and at Hawkesbury. Nothing to write home about. She set up outside the leader last start. She's got to run the trip. If she does, she'll be hard to beat, the filly, but I like the other one. 4 Megawatt to beat number 9. 1 As Good As It Gets could run a place. And number 5, Best of the Others, Rainbow Park. It won't mind a soft track, but does need to improve.
4, 9, 1 and 5 for Gary in race 1. Race 2 over the 13.50. Scratch from here at Rose Hill to run at Newcastle. Number 5, Whispered Secret at 2.30 over Fratellino at $4.
Bet of the day, Whispered Secret. No, she's a progressive filly. She can do a lot wrong. As a trainer, James Cummings, told me yesterday on the phone, she's a work in progress, but she's got much more ability than these horses. Her first run at Rose Hill back on Christmas Eve, she run third behind Falconic, and it goes really good. Had a couple of months off. She'd come back here the other day. I thought she was a good thing the other day. Halfway down the straight, she was going to win when Andrew Gibbons got her to the outside, but she refused to go straight. She wanted to lay in all the way to the last 100. And then when she consented to go straight, she rocketed home to get beat a length and a quarter. It's an extra 200 metres today. She's by High Chaparral, bred to get, you know, plenty of distance. And on the big track, she'll just love that. She's the best bet, number 5. Number 3, Shale and Kung Fu, Chris Wallace. Got the blinkers back on the day. I thought it was second pick. David Atkins has also run okay. Number 7, Fratellino. He was in at Taree yesterday, but they washed out, so naturally he's running today. He didn't get beat far first up here the other day. And number 1, Magnificent Galaxy for Gay and Adrian. 5, 3, 7 and 1.
To race 3, the Coca-Cola over the 1,200. And Debonairly for Waterhouse and Bot back today. $1.75. The next best is Roman Tycoon, or Typhoon, at $6.50.
This is a real, real interesting race, Andrew. I'll tell you why. Debonairly, Gazer, what's the odds on favourite? She is an absolute flyer, and she's heading to the Percy Sykes. On the Bill at Warwick Farm, she won by over four lengths back in mid-December. Then she went to Eagle Farm for the Bruce McLaughlin, the Group 3. God beat four and a half lengths, but she didn't pull up great, and Gay and Adrian sent her for a spell. I saw her trial the other day at Warwick Farm. She won by 100 yards on a heavy. She'll jump and run, and, she'll be able to run down. But number three, Roman Typhoon. Punters shouldn't sell us short, sell him short. He's owned by a good mate of mine, Steve Watts. And after a terrific performance to win first up at Musselbrook recently, they got a huge offer, a six-figure offer to sell this two-year-old. But Steve's been trying for years to get a good horse, and now he's got one, so he decided to hang on to it and would have went overseas if it was sold. Look, I don't think he can beat Devon Early, but he's pretty smart, so it's a very interesting race. Four to beat three, 14 and six.
To race number four, a maiden, and we've got Red Hearts number 10, the favourite at 260 over Mandalays at $4.20.
Certainly due to win the filly Red Hearts. She's had four starts for four placings, three of them in town, Warwick Farm, Canterbury. She's owned by a good friend of ours, Johnny Cornish, who's got the Torryburn stud up at Gresford in the Hunter Valley. John, of course, I think, what was he, Andrew, chairman of the Australian Turf Club?
Yes,
or race
yes he was. He was the he was the inaugural chairman of the ATC.
Right, yeah, before he retired. He makes a trip to Newcastle when the horses are in. He'll be there today. She should be a good thing here. Peter and Paul Snowden have got her. She should have won a race at Canterbury one day when she just got beat. I think she'll be too good for these, and she can handle a wet track. Number two, my second pick, which is Mandalay's, got good speed. Speed across to Leedy the other day and was only beaten in the last bit. Number 12, thought it was third pick in the race. Sheila Wall for Chris Waller. And number four, best of the others, mate, which is Bella Sublime. Trolled okay and is a double figure odds. 10, 2, 12 and 4.
Race five, a three-year-old maiden. Western number five, in an open race, the favourite at $4. Just ahead of Magic Missile at $4.20.
Couple of real good trialers here. Number five, Western, Peter Roval's horse, and number three, Magic Missile, Bjorn Baker. I like Western. He was only beaten half a length at Warwick Farm back in October. He went to the paddock then. The trial the other day, Blake Shin never let him go at any stage. He made up really good ground. Three, Magic Missile, trial good. Was very strong late. Got a good barrier. Chad Lever rides Newcastle so well, it'll be hard to beat. One, California Archer, I didn't mind its trial. One of the Snowdens got to the line good, and number 10 best of the others in the race, which is River Romance. She may lead 5, 3, 1 and 10.
Race 6, the Homestead Pork Handicap over the 1,200. Princess Posh, the favourite here at the moment, $3.80. Rosa Carolina at $4.60 at tab.
Yeah, Chris Lees holds the key here with the two fillies, Rosa Carolina and Princess Posh. Look, I'm going to go for Rosa Carolina. She's a better price, and she's much better in at the weights. And Princess Posh has got 60, and Rosa Carolina's got 57.5. She's a former Kiwi filly, owned by Limpa Tagner, who owned Lucia Valentina. She runs second, only beaten at Randwick on a soft track two starts back. Then she runs fifth at Warwick Farm on the heavy the other day. Now, Chris told me yesterday or the day before that if the track was heavy, she wouldn't run. Because she didn't handle it at Warwick Farm. But now that it's soft, she is going to run. And I think she's got a great opening. She goes good. But Princess Posh is a very, very smart filly. She was most unlucky in the Wyong Provisional Championship. She run third, so she's into the final at Randwick. Chris was thinking of running her at Scone tomorrow. She only had 54 in an open handicap there. But this is a much easier race. And despite the big weight, he decided to stay at home. She'll be hard to beat. I don't think there's anything between them. Six to beat one. Three, Gretna goes okay. And number eight, the other one. 6-1-3-8.
Couple of minutes to go. Gary, in race right seven, Octavian Augustus, the favourite number one, at $3.10.
1, 2, 3 and 5. I like Octavian Augustus. Only beaten two lengths first up. It'll improve. Two Oklahoma Girl, the stablemate. Both trained by Waller. It's the last start winner at Warwick Farm in December. Number three, Denzel won well at Scone. And number five is the other one, Chosen Prince. 1, 2, 3, 5.
And the last here, number six, Pedway, in an open betting race. Gary, it's at $5, reinforced at $6, and Gadfly at $7.50. So we've got a $5 favourite in the last.
Well, the Snowden's would be frustrated with Reinforce. 11 months off with a crook tendon, number 7. Came back at Newcastle the other day. I thought it was a good thing he was backed into $2, and he threw the ride as soon as he jumped. So then he was at a washed-out meeting. So here he is here today. Barrier 1, I'm going to give him another chance at the good odds. Number 8 for 2nd, Torfic Boy, got good speed, the horse of Chris Lees. It'll be up there, 1 Gadfly, and number 10. 7, 8, 1, and 10, mate. Couple of good things. Race 2, number 5, Whispered Secret, and Red Hearts for the Snowdens, which is race 4, number 10.
2, 5, and 4, 10. And I know our radio and also TV will be updating on a Stern Gary. It's galloping there for Godolphin between races 1 and 2.
Yeah, it's, well, the club had bent over backwards like for blokes like John O'Shea. I think he's had 22 winners there already this season. He supports them so great. That'll be very interesting, mate, because John will be appreciative. He's got a good track, like a soft track, but a good big track to gallop the horse, and obviously he doesn't want him to trial on heavy tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, mate. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley looking at Newcastle. We're on the course proper. The track is a soft 6. All the previews will continue shortly, both on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Sports Radio. Have a good day.